to Ireland. Yes, I was wondering if we could look at the second letter to the Corinthians, chapter 5. Okay.
5.
2 Corinthians 5, yes. Chapter 5, from verse 17 to 21. It's the end of the chapter.
The new creature in Christ.
2 Corinthians, that's right, yes.
Chapter
5.
Why are you having subheadings like this?
Mine doesn't, but many new ones do have. But they're put there by people.
So
they're not in the original then.
Okay. So they can, I mean, good guidelines or not?
They can be good or they can put you off on the wrong way.
Really?
Yeah, it's subjective. So that's 2 Corinthians chapter 5, from verse 17.
What's
17? 17, yeah. Okay, so I'll read it in English and then Pastor Sophia could read it in Amharic. Okay. Therefore, if anybody is in Christ, he's a new creation. The old things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. And all things are from God, who has reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ, and has given to us the ministry of reconciliation. To it that God was in Christ, reconciling the world to himself, not accounting their trespasses to them, and has committed to us the word of reconciliation. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God did beseech you by us. We pray you in behalf of Christ, be reconciled to God. For he has made him, Christ, to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God through Christ.
ስለዚህም ማምናችን አዲስ ፍጥረት ነው። አሮጌው አልፏልና ነው ሁሉም አዲስ ሆኗል። ነገር ግን የሆነው ሁሉ በክርስቶስ ራሱ ጋር ካስታረቀን የማስታረቅን አገልግሎት ከሰጠን ከእግዚአብሔር ነው። እግዚአብሔርም በክርስቶስ ሆኖ ዓለሙን ከራሱ ጋር ያስታረቀ ነበርና በደላቸውን የማይቆጥርባቸው ነበር። በእኛም የማስታረቅን ቃል ኖረ። እንግዲህ እግዚአብሔር ከኛ ጋር እንደሚማልድ ስለ ክርስቶስ መልእክተኞች ነን። ከእግዚአብሔር ጋር ታረቁ ብለን ስለ ክርስቶስ እንለምናለን። እኛ በርሱ ሆነን የእግዚአብሔር ጽድቅ እንሆን ዘንድ ኃጢአት ያላወቀውን እርሱ ስለ እኛ ኃጢአት አደረገ።
Also, if we could read Hebrews chapter 2, we get some information on how Christ did this. Hebrews chapter 2. Hebrews chapter 2, verse 9.
Chapter 2.
Yes.
What
are you going to do? Hebrews.
The crown of glory and honor. This is really the King James Version. Should I read from this version?
But we see Jesus, yeah?
Yeah. But we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels for the suffering of the dead. Crown of glory and honor. That he by the grace of God should taste death for every man. For he became him for whom are all things, and by whom are all things, in bringing many sons unto glory, to make the captain of their salvation perfect through sufferings. For both that sanctified and they who are sanctified are all of one, for which cause is not ashamed to call them brethren, saying, I will declare thy name unto my brethren in the midst of the church. Will I sing praise unto thee? Amen. And again, I will put my trust in him.
Amen.
And again, behold, and the children which God had with given me.
2:18.
For as much then as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, he also himself likewise took part of the same, that to death he might destroy him that had the power of death, that is the devil, who delivered them who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage. For verily he took not on him the nature of angels, but he took on him the seed of Abraham. Therefore, in all things, it behoves him to be made like unto these brethren, that he might be a merciful and faithful high priest in things pertaining to God, to make reconciliation for the sins of the people. For in that he himself had suffered being tempted, he is able to
succor
them that they are tempted.
Succor means to help.
በኢየሱስ ክርስቶስ ስም አነባለሁ። አሁን ግን ሁሉ እንደተገዛለት ገና አናይም፣ ነገር ግን እግዚአብሔር ገና ግን በእግዚአብሔር ጸጋ ሰው ሁሉ ሞትን ይቀምስ ዘንድ ከመላእክት ይልቅ በጥቂት አንሶ የነበረውን ኢየሱስን ከሞት መከራ የተነሳ የክብርና የምስጋናን ዘውድ ተጭኖ እናየዋለን። ብዙ ልጆችን ወደ ክብር ሲያመጣ የማዳናቸውንም ራስ በመከራ ይፈጽም ዘንድ ከእርሱ የተነሳ ሁሉ በእርሱ ሁሉ ለሆነ ለእርሱ ተገዝቶልናልና የሚቀድሰውንና የሚቀድሱትን ሁሉ ከአንድ ናቸውና ስለዚህ ምክንያት ስለስምንም ለወንድሞቼ እነግራቸዋለሁ። በማህበርም መካከል በዜማ መሰግንሃለሁ። ደግሞም እኔ በርሱ ታመናለሁ። ደግሞም እንደሆኝ እኔ እግዚአብሔር የሰጠኝ ልጆቼ ሲል ወንድሞች ብሎ ሊጠራቸው አያፍርምና። እንግዲህ ልጆቹ በምስጋና በደም ስለሚካፈሉ ከእርሱ ደግሞ በሞት ላይ ስልጣን ያለውን በሞት እንዲሽረው ዲያብሎስ ነው። በሕይወታችን ሁሉ ስለ ሞት ፍርሃት ባርነት ይታሰሩ የነበሩትን ሁሉ ነፃ እንዲያወጣ በስጋና በደም እንዲሁ ተካፈለ። የአብርሃም ዘር ይዟል እንጂ የያዘው የመላእክትን አይደለም። ስለዚህ የአህዛብን ኃጢአት ለማስተሰረይ ለእግዚአብሔር በሆነው ነገር ሁሉ የሚምርና የታመነ ሊቀ ካህናት እንዲሁ በነገር ሁሉ ወንድሞቹን ሊመስል ተገባው። እርሱም ራሱ ተፈትኖ መከራን ስለተቀበለ የሚፈተኑትን ሊረዳቸው ይችላል።
Also Ephesians chapter 2. We see how this works out in the church. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 13. The Gospel is referred to by Paul as the word of reconciliation, and the preaching of the Gospel is referred to as the ministry of reconciliation. You see, that's what the Gospel does. It reconciles sinners to the Holy God. So Ephesians chapter 2 from verse 13 to verse 22.
But now, in Christ, Jesus... Can you read to me, Bible?
Yeah. Modern King James. What version have you got, Bob?
And it's just the ordinary King James.
Original, okay, well.
Okay, I'm just going to read. But now, in Christ Jesus, you who sometimes were far off are made nigh by the blood of Christ. For he is our peace, who had made both one and had broken down in the middle wall of partition between us, having abolished in his flesh the enmity, even the law of commandments contained in ordinaries. Joseph, come down, please. For to making himself of twain one new man, so making peace, and that he might reconcile both unto God in one body by the cross, having slain the enmity thereby, and came and preached peace to you which were utter off, and to them that were nigh. For through him we both have access by one Spirit unto the Father. Now, therefore, you are no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and of the household of God, and are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone, in whom all the building is just fitly framed together grows unto an holy temple in the Lord, in whom you also are built together for an inhabitation the God through the Spirit.
Amen. So hopefully we can see that this is Christ's purpose in coming, was to reconcile all sinners to Christ, to God, through his death on the cross, and through that reconcile people to each other. Can you translate, please?
Yes, Christus bemotu bekullu karasu gar yefarakani yemastarebim kal benyal. Can I read? She's reading
that. Oh yes, please, if you would read that, yes. That's Ephesians
2:13-22. በክርስቶስ ደም ቀርባችኋል እርሱ ሰላማችን ነውና ሁለቱን ያዋሃደ በአዋጅ ነጋሪትም የተዛዛተም ሽሮ በመካከል ያለውን የጥልን ግድግዳ በስጋው ያፈረሰ ይህም ከሁለታቸው አንዱን አዲሱን ሰው በራሱ ፈጥሮ በራሱ ይፈጥር ዘንድ ሰላምን ያደርግ ዘንድ ጥልን በመስቀሉ ገድሎ በእርሱ ሁለታችን በአንድ አካል ከእርሱ ጋር ያስታርቅ ዘንድ ነው። ሞቶም መጥቶም ርቃችሁ ለነበራችሁ ለእናንተ ሰላምን ቀርበውም ለነበሩ ሰላምን የምስራች ብሎ ሰበከ። በእርሱም ሥራ ሁላችን በአንድ መንፈስ ወደ አብ መግባት አለንና እንዲያውስ እንግዲህ ወዲህ ከቅዱሳን ጋር ባላገሮችና የእግዚአብሔር ቤተሰቦች ናችሁ እንጂ እንግዶችና መጻተኞች አይደላችሁም። በሐዋርያትና በነቢያት መሰረት ላይ ካነጻችሁ የማዕዘኑም ራስ ድንጋይ ክርስቶስ ኢየሱስ ነው። በእርሱም ሕንጻ ሁሉ እየተጋጠመ በጌታ ቅዱስ ቤተ መቅደስ እንዲሆን ያድጋል። በእርሱም እናንተ ደግሞ ለእግዚአብሔር መኖሪያ ለመሆን በመንፈስ አብራችሁ
ተሰራችሁ። Also Colossians chapter 1, same thing but put another way. Colossians chapter 1, verse 18. Colossians chapter 1, from verse 18 to verse 22. Colossians chapter 1, from verse 18 to
22. 18 to 22?
Yeah.
Whenever you're ready.
Mr. Samania.
Take us to read in Amharic.
Okay. And he is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he might have the preeminence. For it pleased the Father that in him should all fullness dwell, and having made peace through the blood of his cross, by him to reconcile all things unto himself, by him, I say, whether they be things in earth or things in heaven. And you, that were sometime alienated and enemies in your mind by wicked works, yet now hath he reconciled in the body his flesh to death, to present you holy and unblameable and unreprovable in his sight. Joseph! Please! We're trying to do something here. Please, calm down. That's it.
Could you read it out loud?
እርሱም ያካሉ ማለት የቤተክርስቲያን ራስ ነው። እርሱም በሁሉ ፍጥኛ ይሆን ዘንድ በመጀመሪያው ከመታን በኩል ነው። እግዚአብሔር ሙላት ሁሉ በእርሱ እንዲሆን በእርሱም በኩል በመስቀሉ ደም ሰላምን አድርጓል። በምድርም ወይም በሰማያት ያሉትን ሁሉ ለራሱ እንዲያስታርቅ ፈቅዷልና እናንተ ነውርና ነቀፋ የሌላችሁና ቅዱሳን አድርጎ በእርሱ ፊት ያቀርባችሁ ዘንድ በፊት የተለያችሁን ክፉ ስራችሁን በማድረግ በሐሳባችሁ ጠላቶች የነበራችሁን አሁን በስጋው ሰውነት በሞቱ በኩል አስታረቀን። ይህንም ተመሰርታችኋልና ተደላድላችሁ ከሰማችሁትም ከወንጌል ተስፋ ሳትናወጡ በሃይማኖታችሁ ጸንታችሁ ብትኖሩ ይሆናል። ያም ወንጌል ከሰማይ በታች ባለው ፍጥረት ሁሉ ዘንድ የተሰበከ ነው።
So we looked at the reconciliation that God effected through Jesus Christ's sacrifice on the cross. The opposite of that reconciliation is separation. Want to translate this? We looked at how God reconciled us to himself through the blood of Jesus Christ. Through his sacrifice. That is a fact. We didn't do that, God did that. But I want us to look at separation as well, which is the opposite. Okay, so the opposite of reconciliation is separation. It's like the opposite of marriage is divorce. Jesus said, whom God has joined together, let no man separate.
So, ka'alam malay ka'alad dunya. Salam malay dunya.
Since the body of Christ has been made one through the blood of Jesus Christ. To divide the body of Christ is not a trivial thing. Trivial, small thing. Since Christ made the body one, for us to separate the body is not a small thing.
ኢየሱስ ክርስቶስ በደሙ አንድ አድርጎናል መለያየት የለብንም አንድ አካል ነን.
The body of Christ is one because we have been reconciled to God first. And in being reconciled to God, like it said in Ephesians where we read, then Jews and Gentiles, old, young, men, women, Greeks, slaves, free people, we've all been made one in Jesus Christ. But we have prophecy in the New Testament that in the last days people will divide from one another and cause divisions.
Amen. ሰዎች በራሳቸው አሳ መለያየትን ፈጥረው ነበር ያገልግሉ
እንደሳ we can read that in Jude, an unusual book, the book of Jude.
Jude.
It's just before Revelation, Apocalypse.
Jude.
The second last book in the Bible. Very short letter. From one of the brothers of Jesus Christ. As was reckoned by the flesh. Doesn't call himself a brother of Jesus Christ because he knew who the father of Jesus Christ was. Well, look, I was tempted to read the whole thing. The whole thing is very it's an important letter because it's written to the saints then who were one but who were being divided already. And he describes the people who are doing the dividing. I don't know if we should read it all or not. We could just read from verse 17. I read it because the English versions, some of the Greek versions are, some of the Greek words are changed.
Okay.
Have to remember the translators were church-going people who had just divided from the Catholic Church in Rome to form their own church in various countries. Like the British Catholic Church with the king's head. So when they read things like this in the Greek, they slightly softened it a bit, made it easier to read. Okay, so Jude verse 17. But beloved, remember the words that were spoken before by the apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ. How they told you that there would be mockers in the last time, here in the last time, who would walk after their own ungodly lusts. These be they who cause separations, it says in the Greek. Or it says here, they in the English King James, these be they who separate themselves. That's the opposite to reconciliation. Who are of the flesh, not having the spirit. But you, beloved, building yourselves up on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost, keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ to eternal life. And of some have compassion, this is brothers, making a difference, and others saved with fear, pulling them out of the fire, hating even the garments spotted by the flesh. Now to him that is able to keep you from falling, and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only one wise God, our Saviour, which in Greek, Hebrew is Yahshua, Jesus, God Saviour, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen.
በኢየሱስ ክርስቶስ ስም አነባለሁ እናንተ ግን ወዳጆች ሆይ በጌታችን በኢየሱስ ክርስቶስ ሐዋርያት ቀድሞም የተነገረውን ቃል አስቡ እነርሱ በመጨረሻው ዘመን በኃጢአተኝነት እንደገዛ ምኞታቸው ይሄዱ ዘባቾች ይሆናሉ ብለዋቸዋልና እነዚህንም የሚለያዩ ስጋውያን የሆኑ መንፈስም የሌላቸው ሰዎች ናቸው እናንተ ግን ወዳጆች ሆይ ሁሉ ይልቅ በተቀደሰ ሃይማኖታችሁ ራሳችሁን ለማነጽ እየተገዛችሁ በመንፈስ ቅዱስ እየጸለያችሁ ወደ ዘላለም ሕይወት የሚወስደውን የጌታችንን የኢየሱስ ክርስቶስን ምሕረት ስትጠባበቁ በእግዚአብሔር ፍቅር ራሳችሁን ጠብቁ አንዳንዶች ተከራካሪዎችን ውቀሱ አንዳንዶችንም ከእሳት ነጥቃችሁ አድኑ አንዳንዶችንም በስጋ የረከሰውን ልብስ እንኳን እየጠላችሁ በፍርሃት ማሩ ከተሰናከሉትም እንዲጠብቃችሁ በክብሩም ፊት
በደስታ ነውር የሌላችሁ አድርጎ እንዲያቆማችሁ ለሚችለው ብቻውን ለሆነው አምላክና መድኃኒታችን ከዘመን ሁሉ በፊት አሁንም እስከ ዘላለም ድረስ በጌታችን በኢየሱስ ክርስቶስ ክብርና ግርማ ኃይልም ስልጣንም ይሁን።
So, Judas writing about a terrible situation that has happened now, he's writing about the future. He still ends up confident in Christ, our Savior. So, though we live in these days that he's prophesying about, of separation and division, we have no need to be defeated by that. But we look to Christ who will make us victorious. Could you translate that to you? Too hard.
Joseph, come here, please.
No problem.
Joseph, come to me. Can you answer me the question?
Maybe the people who are causing the problem are described by Jude, because the Lord reveals everything. He calls them spots on your love feast, which is breaking bread together in the name of Jesus. So they're there when we come together. Or when some people come here, he says they're waterless clouds. They talk a lot, but they don't actually do any good. And very illuminating passages. He says they are autumn trees that have no fruit. It says whose fruit is dried up, and they are twice dead, plucked up by the roots. Now an autumn tree is a mature tree, should be bearing fruit, and the autumn is the time for bearing fruit, but they have no fruit. It's all and these people cause separation amongst the body of Christ. And when they cause division amongst the body of Christ, it affects all the body of Christ. There is only one body of Christ in Tyneside.
There is only one body of Christ in the world.
Exactly, but
we're in Tyneside.
And the fact is that we are divided now. We are now divided. This is not something that's going on. We are divided because that's what these people have done over the last 100 years. Could you translate that? We are divided now. The body of Christ. We aren't here, but there are other brothers and sisters. And we are divided by those that cause divisions. It's been quite good. Hadn't disturbed me. Yeah, so, but we need to know that Christ is in the business of reconciliation. Some men might be in the business of dividing, but Christ is in the business of reconciliation.
What's reconciliation?
To get together.
To bring us together.
We are separated. To reconcile is to get together everybody and to be as one, to join. Okay?
We have been reading about it.
To separate is when
like a husband and wife.
Yes, like you and that's why at the moment to separate just from distance. To reconcile is to get together at the same place, time. No,
that's right. But this division is not of distance.
Yes, yeah,
we are all in the same town, but we are divided by other things. An enemy has done this.
እኛ ባንድ ምድር ላይ ነው ያለነው የተከፈለው በሌላ ምክንያት ነው የሚያደረገው ጣላት ነው
we were separated from God but God reconciled us, brought us back together through the blood of Jesus.
Amen. እኛን ከኢየሱስ ከእግዚአብሔር ርቀን ነበር ኢየሱስ ክርስቶስ ግን በደሙ ምክንያት ወደ ራሱ አቀረበ.
In the time we live, see, when Jude wrote, it was going to happen. But now it has happened.
ይሁዳ መጻፈበት ጊዜ ሳይ ፈጸም ነበር የጻፈው አሁን ግን ተፈጸመዋል.
But he's writing so that we can know and not accept it.
Amen. እኛ ግን እናቀው ነበር ግን በእንትን አላልንም.
Like Brother Pope said, the world knows that we are his disciples, that we love one another.
Amen. ዓለም ታውቃለች እኛ የሱ ተከታዮች መሆናችንን.
I spoke to Brother Tamru today on the phone. He's in Birmingham. And I asked him, have you found any brothers to have fellowship? He said, there are none of our denomination in Birmingham.
Brother Tamrat dawiyellet neberna wendimochin
adu. But we have some denomination.
But he is.
So then yenya amne tekettayoch aidellum beza akabawi yallutan.
Can I be very clear? I am not of any denomination at all.
እኔ ማንኛውም እንትን አይደለሁ ድርጅት አይደለሁ.
Don't belong to a religious organization. When somebody says religion, I think of many, many different things which should be God, but now everybody has what they say different religion.
Yeah, but we are talking,
I'm not religious. No, if no. This is religion, I'm not religious.
No. We are talking about brothers in Christ.
Yeah.
One body, Christ the head, separated from each other. Not religious organizations, but the actual body of Jesus Christ. The religions divided, fine. If that's what they want to do, okay. Body of Christ divided, not fine.
በተለይ በዓለም ያለ የእምነት መበታተን መለያየት ለእኛ ምንም አይደለም ግን የኢየሱስ ክርስቶስ ቤተ ክርስቲያን ግን መበታተን የለባትም አንድ አካል
ነው we are bought with the blood of Jesus Christ
እኛ የተገዛነው በኢየሱስ ክርስቶስ ደም ነው
we are not bought by any denomination
አሜን እኛ በሌላ ሃይማኖቶች አይደለም የተገዛነው በደም ነው.
The brothers I've spoken to who have a denomination, they print leaflets in the name of the denomination. They invite people to join the denomination. These are brothers in Christ. When I say, look, this is wrong, they say, we can organize any way we want.
Mm-hmm.
Can you translate that?
እኔ ያገኘዋቸው ሰዎች የትራክት ምናምን ታድሎ የተሰጣቸው ትራክት ስለሚሄዱበት ቤተክርስቲያን ድርጅት አለምንም ስለዛ ነው የሚናገረው እንጂ ኢየሱስ የሚያሳይ አይደለም. እኔ ባነጋገርኳቸው ጊዜ ግን ወደኛ ለመምጣትና ለመደራጀት ነው ሀሳባቸው የገለጹልኝ.
I would not accuse or attack anybody who is a member of a denomination. At this moment in time, it's not their fault. It's the fault of these bad guys who draw people and make division. They're doing Satan's work. But they do it in the name of Jesus, and the good brothers join them because that's all everybody does.
እነሱ በሚያደርጉበት ቦታ በሚያመልኩበት ቦታ የኛን ጥሩ ወንድሞች እነተን ያወቁትን ይሄዳሉና ስለማያውቁ እነሱ ግን የሚሰሩት የዲያብሎስን ስራ ነው የእግዚአብሔርን ስራ አይደለም.
We have brothers and sisters in Tyneside, bought with the blood of Jesus, baptized in the name of Jesus, filled with the Holy Spirit, who are members of a denomination, but we must be reconciled.
ወንድሞች አሉን በኢየሱስ ክርስቶስ ስም የተጠመቁ መንፈስ ቅዱስ የተሞሉ ግን የሚሄዱት ወደ ሌላ አምነት ሳያውቁ የሚሄዱ አሉና እኛ ግን ተደራጅተን እነሱን ወደ ራሳችን እንመጣለን።
There will be some who will not be reconciled because they are first of the denomination and second of Christ.
ይሄም በመጀመሪያ ጊዜ ድርጅት የሆኑ ሰዎች በዛ መንፈስ ውስጥ ያደጉ ሰዎች ወደዚህ ለመመለስ ይከብዳቸዋል።
But we should still love them and receive them and be one with them as much as we can because they are Christ.
እንወዳቸዋለን እና ፈቃዳቸዋለን የትም ቦታ ቢሆኑ ለምን አንድ አካል ነው።
Paul said receive one another as Christ received you.
ኢየሱስ ክርስቶስ እኛንም ከኃጢአት እንዳነጻን ሌላውንም በፍቅር መያዝ አለበት።
So I encourage us all to pray for the body of Christ in Tyneside to be reconciled so that Christ can be glorified in this town.
በዚህ በእኛ ታይንሳይድ አይደለም እንበለው እዚህ አካባቢ ያለነውኛ በፍቅር በጸሎት መያዝ አለብን የእግዚአብሔር ክብር በእኛ እንዲገለጥ።
Amen. Praise the Lord. We could pray. Yeah?